Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Told you that these are going to be some quotes here, or some passages from this Jason Lloyd article from The Athletic you're going to want to hear. Lyman's going to read them to you. Concerning stuff about the 2020 for Cleveland Browns and the future, and why this whole thing with Deshaun Watson, this has got to end. No more. I don't know what the rules are contract-wise, all this stuff. This has got to go. We just got to move on with this. Go ahead.
Well, a couple of things I thought are probably going to be excerpts that a lot of people are going to be referencing. According to multiple players, the mistakes from your starting quarterback weren't pointed out in film sessions, frustrating at least a few veterans who believe Stefanski wouldn't criticize Watson in front of the team. When Jameis replaced Watson, players said Stefanski returned to pointing out the quarterback's mistakes in film sessions. So we'll talk about that. Definitely. I want to get to that in a second here.
I offer 2 points of speculation, but go ahead.
Yeah, because that to me is kind of unbelievable. It's stuff that we've kind of alluded to that we thought might be going on, but here it's actually here in print. And then Lloyd adds that I've spoken to players who believe Bill Callahan would have stayed had Van Pelt remained on staff. As when Brian first started receiving head coaching interviews in 2023, Bill had made it clear he was staying in Cleveland, but all of that seemed to change when Van Pelt was fired. Andy Dickerson was hired to replace Callahan. The changes were a disaster. So they were a disaster. I think those are going to be the two bullet points that most are going to be talking about.
So the first point is you got to call it down the line with your quarterbacks as best you can. It's a poor excuse. I don't know if this to be true. All right. This is fairly not great for Kevin. If you were looking at it from that perspective, you'd say, well, either Deshaun can't handle criticism, or Kevin felt that he was too fragile to handle criticism. Or Kevin may have felt that he was just too far gone, that there was no point of criticizing. Because later on, does it talk about reading defenses and picking up the offense? I mean, there's some things that we've heard. Zach Jackson and Katie Strang contributed to the article. There were some things that Anthony and I had heard that I thought may be out here that I want to hold back on just a second. Okay.
Well, another one here.
What was the other part with it there, Tone?
Well, Joe Flacco obviously came in and had that incredible run. And in the piece, it talks about Joe Flacco and just how easily he was able to pick up the offense. And somebody had said you had to bring Joe back. Somebody had to teach Deshaun the offense. One member of the organization said as the season neared its conclusion, Joe picked it up faster in 30 days than Deshaun had
there
in 2 years.
Thank you.
So listen,
that's what I wanted to say. I want to make
sure people get,
go ahead.
People get really nervous anytime fans, media talk about processing, reading defenses, or talking about players' intellect, because you know some of that can be superficial. And how do we know? We're not with these guys every day, but they're basically saying Deshaun is not a smart quarterback. He's not a smart quarterback, and we're talking.
Who was the one that said that they was it Bill O'Brien? Who mentioned the thing of Bill O'Brien that said they had to like college the offense?
Oh,
and that they were looking at it. I'm not like, was it Orlovsky who mentioned it, where he was looking over to the sidelines and O'Brien was calling the offense when he was in Houston?
Yeah, what back when he was with the Texans, because we would see these amazing, dazzling plays, and now people, and I think there's some you know, dirt on the grave over, because I think Watson did do a lot of great things when he was in Houston. It's why so many teams wanted him. It's why some teams were willing to make big trades to get him. A third of the league was, because he had a lot of stuff on tape. But one of the things he struggled with was, hey, when that first read is not available, what are you doing? What are you able to do? And now he can't just run out of the pocket and make plays the way that he used to when he was younger.
So are they hearing this from players? Or are they hearing this from other coaches about the criticism of Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I mean,
if they're hearing this from other players, come on, man.
This note's from somebody in the organization about Joe Flacco picking it up in 30 days, what Deshaun couldn't do in 2 years.
Is that a player or a coach?
That one's...
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It says a one member of the organization. So
I assume that's in a coaching capacity or not playing capacity. You want to bring back Joe Flacco?
Well, no, you're not doing that now. That makes, I mean, he's.
Why not?
You got to start going in a different direction, a younger direction. I'm not bringing back. What's Flacco going to be, 40?
No. I could still take quarterback and have him start the season.
No, I
would rather not. Because I'd like to leave Joe as a great memory of a great season and not have to live with like, oh, he doesn't have it anymore. This sucks. Or put the rookie quarterback in a position where he has to start before he's able to do it.
So you're saying,
I'm just pointing out, like,
you're saying if you draft somebody at 2, start the year out with somebody like Joe Flacco.
A veteran. Yeah, a veteran. Like, give me a veteran.
Because if Flacco turns 40 tomorrow.
Judas Priest. I assume that Kirk Cousins could pick it up. I assume Sam could pick it up to some level. That would be a different thing because you're paying him more money.
So that's a good point. They could all pick up the offense.
Yes.
And of course, compared to Deshaun, it seems like anybody could pick up the offense better. I mean, Jameis Winston came in, and all of a sudden, Jerry Jeudy, who's open on every play, is getting the ball on time.
What's Tyrod Taylor doing? He's picked up several offenses.
Did they say Teddy Bridgewater is ready to make a return?
Teddy.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
Can always work him out.
So, boy, this is interesting, too, because I've mentioned Derek Carr before, but Derek Carr is going to cost some money. There's going to have to reworking of the contract.
A little bit of money.
You know, in New Orleans, because there was something about him do $50 million this year. So you got to take that into consideration with all these players, because as much as you can say, yes, the Browns have these savants that can skirt the cap, and they've got an owner that's willing to pay money, you still have to get other players.
Yes,
you're just going to lose every bidding war because you're not going to be able to go top dollar on any of these guys.
I still got to lay a lot of this at the feet of Kevin Stefanski as well. It's a shared responsibility. If I'm hearing that Bill O'Brien had to do so many things to get him to run the offense, why do we think what?
Why would you, after you read something like that, that's in that column in The Athletic, why would Kevin Stefanski not coach up? Literally do the coaching. Literally, when we talk about coaching someone up who needs coaching, sounds like Deshaun Watson needed a lot of coaching. Why would somebody as smart as Kevin Stefanski, why would the organization, as smart as we've always heard they are, and they have a great reputation around the NFL, why would they not impress upon Stefanski, you've got to coach him, when players are saying he wasn't being coached?
Here's Charles. This is actually, I thought it might be Orlovsky, because I remember we had played it at some point. This is Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports. Not Lil Nate. This is via Pro Football Talk. This is about Bill O'Brien, the executive story about watching Watson in Texans practice.
I talked to an AFC executive. We got to Watson as being part of the subject, and he recounted to me, he had an ability at one point to watch Deshaun in a Texans practice. And this was the year that Deshaun, it was his last big year in Houston when they went 4-12, but he put up massive statistics, right? So he said, I'm standing there and I'm watching him. And during the course of practice, I see him continually looking at the sideline, and he's looking at Bill O'Brien, and he's like, and I'm realizing that there's a multitude of decisions that he's got to make in practice, but he's looking to the head coach to make these decisions. And this executive said to me, I was stunned because we were at the point in his career where that should not happen at all anymore.
So that's Charles Robinson talking about it back then. So clearly not very much has changed. Now, you guys wanted him. You guys got him. You had to coach him up. That's still on Kevin to find way. You got to find ways to get it. Like, you're going to get a quarterback out of this draft somewhere. You're going to have to coach him up, buddy. Like, I can't just keep giving you veterans and like, oh, they figured it out. Like, that's still going to be on your head. So figure it out with him. So I can't just sit there. But all this stuff about if, and I don't know if they write it there, if he can't handle criticism or he's too fragile to handle the criticism there, and then there's everything else where if players are thinking some of this stuff, this is all got to end. And we got to move on. Probably it's common sense that it is going to end. I know Albert Breer laid some things out there, but it could affect the locker room. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later on, but this has got to end. But there's definitely some dirt on Kevin's hands there as well.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the Stink of Truth. Follow and listen to Stink of Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.